people that work in different places are going to tell you what you should watch out for when you go to their job.
I love that because I like the idea that people reveal secrets about their work. Because it's a lot of stuff that we need to know. Like there's something that I remember, like I once heard somebody who worked in a movie theater tell me never eat the popcorn. I'm like, are you kidding? I used to, when I was in college, stop by a movie theater just to buy the popcorn so I can go home and watch movies on my TV and eat the movie popcorn. And she was like, no, first of all, after we like stick our hands in it and stuff like that, and there's bugs and everything crawling around in it, we just take that popcorn, dump it in a bag, and then we recycle it for the next day.
And I can imagine now, because they just stick their hand in and scoop up the popcorn. Hand germs have to be in there.
Oh, yeah. And she's like, you should see the stuff that falls in the popcorn. We just leave it. Yeah.
That's how you get monkeypox.
Right.
You get monkeypox from the popcorn.
So what are some other things that people said not to do with their jobs?
I did not know this. So watch out for this. Call centers. Just because you can hear music when you're on hold doesn't mean they do. They can still hear you.
Well, that I know. I knew this.
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah, and I've used that to my advantage. Like, I know that's happening. So if it's a call center and if it's something that I disagree with, I'll say to my boyfriend, like, I'll pretend to say to him, I'll be like, these people don't know how to do their jobs. I'm sick of them calling me every day and not giving me a right answer. Whatever, you know, whatever it is that's bothering me. I'll say it to him, pretending that I don't know that they're listening. But I know they're listening.
I had no idea. I thought they put you on hold and they can't hear.
No, they can hear.
Wow.
Yeah, that I did know. And I'm telling you, now that you know it, use it to your advantage. You should be like, you know, these people are really nice, but I think they should credit me $10.
Yeah, this is the nicest person I've ever spoken with on the phone. Right. I should send them flowers.
Yeah, use it to your advantage.
Oh, brilliant. You shouldn't wear gloves, cotton gloves, when handling old books.
Should not?
You should not, because you lose the sensation in your fingers and you could rip the paper by accident.
Oh, I would never handle an old book, but in case somebody hands me an antique book, I will know not to do that. Yeah,
one of your books, don't wear gloves. when you're tearing apart one of your books, don't do that.
What should I do with all my books? You know, I have boxes and boxes. What they do is whenever you write a book, they send you author copies, and it's in your contract how many author copies you get. And sometimes it's like five boxes worth.
Ugh. Just do like what I do to your books. When you send me one of your books, I put it in the attic, and then like 5 years later, I throw it away.
Well, then I need to throw them away because I don't have an attic.
Yeah, so it goes from my hand to the attic, from the attic to the trash can.
The trash, I see.
So you could just save us all time when you write another book, just take it and throw it in the trash.
Right in the trash.
Instead of sending it to me, throw it right away, because that's eventually where it's going to go.
I'll hold up a trash can and be like, Anthony, here, this is your copy.
And then throw it away. Yeah.
Throw it away.
Save us all. Save you money from shipping. If you're in a public space like a zoo or museum and you lose your child, tell a staff member, then stay with that staff member because they have radios and you don't.
Oh.
Because you're going to walk away, then they can't find you, and then they find your kid.
Right. And the kid's walking one way and you're walking the other, and then it becomes like a comedy of errors. So if you find a person, they have a walkie-talkie, just stay with that person.
Right. I lost my kid.
That's a really good tip.
I'm going to stay with you. At a concert, the best sound is right in front of the engineer at the main soundboard.
It is?
Yep. So that's the best place to hear the sound.
Because the engineer has to be there so he can hear the best sound, so that way he knows what to adjust.
Right. So he has the best seat. So if you go to a concert with me, I always stand right next to the soundboard.
Oh, you know, what's interesting about that is the Grateful Dead used to allow their fans to record their concerts because their philosophy was, once we put the music out there, it's yours. You can have it. So people would come with these really sophisticated pieces of equipment to record. I remember when I was my babysitter used to take me to Grateful Dead shows, and which is a whole other story. And I remember her boyfriend would come with all this recording equipment, and they would all the recording people, they'd keep them right by the engineers. They'd stand there with the engineering board. Because that's obviously, I thought it was like to plug in or whatever, but no, that's where the best sound was.
So they brought all that equipment into every show.
Every show.
Cleaning up the movie theater between movies will make you despise humanity.
Why?
They've seen chewing tobacco spit cups, dirty tissue, gum stuck to everything, even dirty diapers.
Ew.
Yeah, that's
pretty cool. And just the fact that your fellow moviegoers are doing all that around you.
The diaper. Oh, can you imagine? You go in there and you have to clean. Now you have to pick up somebody's dirty diaper.
But what's up? Like, I go to a movie theater. I go in. I sit there. I watch a movie and I leave. Like, what needs to happen in your life that you need like a spittoon and to change your baby?
Yeah, you're 2 hours. You're there 2 hours. You don't need to do that.
They have changing tables in the bathrooms now, but I guess you don't want to miss any part of the movie.
You just let the baby sit for 2 hours and poo. Baby is fine. They can sit and poo for 2 hours.
I don't have kids. I don't really know. I'll go with you. Sure.
Yeah. Keep them in poo. Don't make the bed before you leave the hotel.
Who makes a bed at a hotel?
I know people in my life that do.
Why not, though?
Because it's going to be taken apart anyway, and if it looks unslept in, they won't change it.
Ew. Well, that's the problem of the next person. It's not my problem.
I know, but...
I've heard so many horror stories about hotel rooms that... Honestly, if I ever go anywhere ever again, I normally stay in an Airbnb now. I don't stay in hotels anymore.
If you're buying a mattress at an actual mattress store, buy in the middle of spring. Because that's when they're really, really slow and you can make the best deal.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
So like right now would be a good time to go buy a mattress.
It's funny you would say that because right in the middle of spring, a couple of weeks ago, my mom needed a new mattress and she'd been looking at this one mattress like all winter and she finally decided to pull the plug and go in there in the spring. And suddenly they were having all these sales and they gave her like an additional 20% off for being a senior citizen, all this kind of stuff. And she was like, wow, I got a great deal. She didn't know why, but that's exactly why, because it was the spring and they had to get rid of this stuff.
You can say if this is true or not, skip the fruit in your drinks and cocktails.
100%.
Because nobody uses gloves or tongs.
Exactly.
Really? Oh,
worse than that. So I was a bartender for many, many years. So we cut the fruit. Part of your prep is to get the bar ready. And part of getting the bar ready was to cut the fruit. You would cut the limes and cut the lemons and, you know, oranges, whatever else you had, depending on where you work. Really early on in your shift, and it would sit there. Nobody wore gloves back then. It would fall into something. You'd pick it up and put it back in, or the busboy would like sneeze over it. Ugh. Yeah. No, the fruit is disgusting. And this is the other thing. When I have fruit at home, I wash everything. I never washed a lemon or a lime in my life at a bar. So we would pull it out of a disgusting box that was sitting in like a closet. God knows what bugs were on that. And we would just chop it up and throw it in there. Yeah, do not eat. Every time I go to a bar and I order any kind of drink, I always say, no fruit, no lemon, no lime. Don't give me any of that.
Really? So I never even thought about that.
Yeah, it's full of germs.
Because they take it with their hand and it's gross because they just had money in their hand. They had the soda gun in their hand.
I got yelled at one place. I worked at a margarita place, and we would always, you know, limes like crazy. So you would take a lime and you put it on the side of every kind of margarita, straight, rocks, straight up, frozen, didn't matter. You put a lime on the side. If the person didn't use the lime, my boss wanted me to take that lime and put it back in the cut limes. And I never would.
No.
That was just, even for me, that was too gross. I got yelled at for throwing out what they called perfectly good limes. It's like, and now during COVID, you have a whole different perspective on this. If I give somebody a lime and they don't use it, that's going in the trash. I'm not taking a risk. You know what I mean? But pre-COVID, oh, yeah, there's bars that just, they recycle that shit.
We didn't even think about that. This is one thing I think about all the time when I go out. When you use that ketchup on the table,
yep,
they married that ketchup with somebody else's ketchup. They never cleaned the bottle.
Right.
So when you grab that ketchup bottle to put on your fries, how many people have touched that bottle?
I've been out with you, and I've seen you take a napkin and hold the ketchup bottle with a napkin.
Yeah, I will never touch it because it's gross. It's like the gas pump. The gas pump thing, I will never touch that gas pump thing. Because somebody just scratched their balls and then grabbed the gas pump.
And then grab the nozzle, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm going to grab it.
I got one more restaurant one for you since I spent a lot of time working in restaurants in my day. Okay, so you know those metal or wicker baskets lined with parchment paper that your fries come in?
Mm-hmm.
They're never washed, and we pull them straight off the table and put them back in the kitchen. So they just, so if somebody reaches in there, grabs their fries, we just dump out their fries, leave the parchment, don't clean it, and then they
use new paper?
They never do.
New paper?
No, like just the way that you cut limes, the kitchen cuts that paper. They do not redo, at least the restaurants I've worked at, they never redo it.
That's like giving somebody a plate that somebody just ate off of.
Yeah, pretty much. It's exactly what it is.
See, and we wonder how 1.5 million people died of COVID.
Right. I know people that are like, I was careful. It's like, yes, but did you eat the fries?
And drink the drink with the fruit in it.
Right.
That's how monkeypox now. Monkeypox is going.
Yeah, someone sneezed on a lemon.
And then they put it in your drink, and then you touch the ketchup.